Oh, yeah, you know what? From the minute they traded me here and from the minute I saw the schedule, I pinpointed this game and I look forward to going back. Had some, you know, great memories in Detroit, got a lot of good friends, and have a lot of people going to the game, so I look forward to the game.
I imagine you're surprised by your record right now. Are you surprised by their record?
You know, we didn't expect to be 3-4 right now. But like I said, it's early in the season. You know, in Detroit, you know, we've had times. I think we might have been 3-2, and you know, they 5-2. They're playing well, but if you don't finish, you know, the early record doesn't really matter. So, but I know them guys. They're excited about, you know, being 5-2. They've you know, played better, and they seem to bought into Marinelli's system. So the record shows.
Trey, there was something written in Michigan this week that basically said that you were a little bit divisive in the locker room. You didn't get along with Coach Marinelli.
That's bogus. That's whoever wrote that was, that's basically a lie. You know, I bought into a system. I was defensive captain. So whoever wrote that, that's baloney. You know, like I said, me and Mike Marks go way back, had a good relationship. Had a relationship with everybody there. So whoever said that, that's negative.
So why do you think you were traded then? Was it just not a good fit for their scheme?
Well, it was, yeah, sort of that, you know, a couple two team and felt like they didn't really need, you know, and if you look at it in Tampa, you know, they built their team based on the front. And they invested a lot of money in the front and, you know, D-line and linebackers. And basically being a cover two team, they don't need a cover corner. And that's basically what I am. Basically, you can put a guy with linebacker skills, a guy that's not really a cover, and put him out there and play cover two Tampa defense, come up and tackle. So that's the scheme that they run. And I guess they felt like I was expendable or whatever. So I'm here. It's a great fit for me. Being in the system, play a lot of man, play a lot of zone, read the quarterback. Perfect for me. Oh, yeah, I go speak to him. Speak to Mike Marks. You know, me and Mike Marks go way back. We share something special together that probably none of them guys on that team ever experienced. Got a couple of coaches and Will Montgomery and, you know, my DB coach Clayton. And everybody there had a good relationship with strength coach, you know, the equipment staff, everybody. So there's no bitter feelings. I was a little disappointed the way they handled it, you know, at the time. But everything happened for a reason. And I moved on, and I'm here in Denver happy.
What kind of extra motivation with the way the last game ended, going back to Detroit, the situation this team is in now? I mean, this has got to just have all the pressure on it that you could ever face.
Oh, no pressure on me. You know, I mean, pressure is what I do. I mean, I play cornerback, so, I mean, that's every day, every snap. So it's no added pressure. You know, I've performed under pressure my whole career. Going back to Detroit, playing my former team, I played a lot of great games in that building and performed well for them fans. So I'll be relaxed just as anybody. So I'm not going to wear it at all. Like I said, you know, I was in St. Louis, played against the offense, practicing against the offense every day. I practiced against this every day last year. So I'm pretty familiar with the offense, pretty familiar with the guys, just as well as they're familiar with me. So it's nothing. Just like going out and playing Sandlot, just going out there and do what you need to do.
Being familiar with their receivers, then, what are the keys to dealing with Roy Williams and Mike Furry and Sean McDonald?
Well, you know, just dealing with Mike Marks. He's a vertical passing guy, a lot of gadgets, a lot of tricks. And, you know, like I said, just try to eliminate the deep ball, be disciplined in coverage. And because, you know, he's going to try to trick you. He's going to give you a whole bunch of shifting and different offensive sets. So just when you game plan Mike Marks, you just have to just be patient and just be disciplined in coverage because he's going to give you a lot of different looks. But Roy, as a receiver, you know, he's a vertical guy, a guy that has great hands, some of the best hands I've ever seen as a receiver. But he's more of a vertical guy. Don't really know much about Calvin. Fury's more of a possession guy. And Sean McDonald is a intermediate guy, quick guy, gadget guy. So they have some playmakers. Seem to be playing well. The guys seem to board into Mike's system. You know, they say it takes 2 years for him to implement everything in the offense. After talking with Torrey Holt, you know, he told me it took them about 2 years to implement everything in the offense. So this is going into his second year. So I think they're probably hitting on all cylinders and feeling good about the offense.
What kind of impact has a healthy Kevin Jones had on that offense as well?
Getting KJ back healthy, man, it means a lot because, you know, when I was there the last 4 years when we had KJ in the backfield, we were an explosive running team. So having Kevin back, coming back off that ankle injury, You know, he seemed to have his confidence back. You know, he's a hard runner. Might have lost a little bit of quickness. Can't really tell, but that's what people say. But, you know, Kevin is an in-between the tackle runner. He runs tremendously hard and is a physical guy. So having him back in the offense, I think that really put them over the edge because now they can do basically everything they want to do in the offense.
Surprised that Kitna predicted wins for this team.
He predicted it last year, I think. So that's what you want at a quarterback, a guy that's confident, a guy that believes in his team. And I didn't think it was crazy when he said it because you shouldn't go into a season thinking you're going to be sorry or that you're not going to win games. So we supported him last year, and I'm sure his guys supported him this year when he predicted 10 wins. But it's just like anybody else. I'm sure when y'all guys write, when y'all interview, y'all predict the best and hope for the best. So it's no different from what anybody else would do. It's just the fact that what we do for a living, you know, we're on TV and everybody make a big deal out of what we do. They did. So it's no big deal for me.